It's January 2020, and today I am recording in Louisiana. I am enjoying and loving the weather. It's raining outside. The temperature has dropped. Now, I know that it's wintertime, and we're in the South, so there's no snow, but this is the closest that I could get to feeling the vibes of winter. I am born in January. My birthday is coming up later this month, so this is the time of the year where I love it. I feel great, and I know there's a lot of people out there who hate the winter, who hate the cold, but I'm one of those ones who actually enjoy it and love it. I'm inside, it's cozy, I sit by the fireplace, drink my tea. It's just, oh, I got good vibes, good vibes. In today's episode, I will be discussing the phrase or the term multiple streams of income and how to create them. Now, obviously, this is something that I've discovered on the internet. I've read in some books, and I just want to share the knowledge and the information and the results from my research about what is multiple streams of income and how do we actually create that. Now, I'm going to say some things that might upset a few of my listeners, but I'm just going to come out and say it. But most Black people don't know what I mean or what I'm talking about when I mention multiple streams of income. Now, this is, I would say, not a new idea, but for the mainstream, multiple streams of income are having multiple sources of money coming in from more than one place is a new idea, especially within the Black community. So that's why I want to share the information that I have and what I know so far about this, because I feel like people have changed their lives by knowing about multiple streams of income. And you're going to lose everything that you work for, your house, your car, your clothes, your electronics, and that's not a good look. On my personal journey of trying to make a living and find happiness, I have read books and watched videos, been to seminars and events for the past few years just to help me understand how I can change my financial life. And as a single woman with no kids, it really doesn't take much for me to make a living in America. But when it comes to jeopardizing my physical and mental health in order to make a living because I have a job, which is only one stream of income, and if I stop working at that job, I stop getting paid. So I'm really glad that I have discovered multiple streams of income and learned how to create that for myself, because the traditional 9-to-5 job is no longer working. I don't like it. I'd rather live a freedom lifestyle, and that's what I'm going to be sharing with you today. Now, there's not much that you need to do at first in order to begin creating multiple streams of income, because my experience has been that I had to change my mindset, my mental attitude, and also, I would say, my perception of reality. For example, I really had to ask myself, what is my reason for working? What is my purpose in life? Why am I doing this? And is there really another way to make a living that inspires unity, connection, love, creativity, instead of the old way of getting sales and competing against one another and grinding it out and working so hard? Because I feel like that is hardcore. And if I can do things easier, I am going to choose the easier path, the simplest way. And the cycle of exchanging my time and my energy for money just so I could get something that I want or that I think is going to make me feel good or make me happy is really played out, especially in 2020, where we are constantly connected to our phones. Technology has advanced, and there are endless ways now in today's society, like there have never been before, to create multiple streams of income, new ways to make money, new ways to live a different lifestyle. And I'm going to do what I can to take advantage of that, especially for the sake of my mental health, because I ain't gonna lie, I've worked a couple jobs, I work hard, I grind hard, And I still feel like it's never enough, or I'm never satisfied. So I stopped. I'm not doing it anymore. It's 2020. This is a concept that is old news to keep working a job and buying a house that you never own, that you never pay for, because it is possible to create multiple streams of income now, meaning that you can have two or three or four, as many ways as you want, to bring money to you, to have money work for you instead of you go work for money. And I don't mean going to get a second or a third job. I feel like I need to state that. That is not what I'm talking about. If this information is new to you, then congratulations. You have found gold here. And if you are already aware of the new ways that you can experience an abundant lifestyle, then why don't you share some of the ways and changes that you made in order to do so? We live in the digital age where everything is online, social media is the norm, and everybody's favorite hobby is watching Netflix. So why don't you use the internet to make some money and create these multiple streams of income? Within my own research, I have noticed that there is a common theme within all the books, videos, articles, seminars, and all the information that I've collected about this specific topic, and it is your state of mind and the way that we think. I noticed that living an abundant life is more of a mindset than it is about your actions or what profession or education you acquire. Black people have so much opportunity to change the narrative when it comes to finances due to the advancement of technology. All that's needed is some information and a willingness to change your thinking from a state of lack and unworthiness to thoughts of gratefulness, love, and abundance in ways that you can serve your community and potentially the world. We already have everything we need to get started, and that's why I am here to share with you that you can do it. You can change your money mindset one moment at a time, one day at a time, and you may not realize it, but you have the tools, you have the knowledge and the power to change anything you desire when you change your mind. And it's not going to happen overnight. You really don't want it to. What you really want is to feel better about yourself, to love yourself, and that's always streaming to you that comes from God and the universe. When you begin to allow more love into your life, you also allow more opportunities to come to you. I know at first it can be a challenge. I know that it could be frustrating. I have been there, but you have to do something different in order to experience a new lifestyle. I am counting on you. For more inspiration, you could connect with me, Nikki, on my blog at www.nikkinetwork.wordpress.com, or you can comment or subscribe to this podcast on Anchor, Google, wherever you get your podcasts.